What happens when the very structures meant to protect us become cages? We spend so much time building walls against chaos that we rarely stop to ask whether we've trapped ourselves inside. Life demands balance, not just between work and rest, but between the security of routine and the vitality of uncertainty. Think of someone who follows the same morning ritual for decades, eats the same meals, takes the same route to work. Safety? Perhaps, but also a kind of death, a life so predictable it ceases to feel lived at all. This tension sits at the heart of navigating modern existence. We need order to function, yet too much rigidity suffocates the soul. Your sanity isn't yours alone. It's borrowed and validated by everyone around you. A man who lived in near-total isolation, scarred by abuse, spent 10 years rebuilding himself through therapy. His recovery came not from introspection alone, but from cultivating friendships and reviving his love of music. Mental health is a collective achievement. We outsource our stability to others who provide constant corrections through their reactions. When a toddler points at something and adults respond, she learns that what matters to her can matter to others, that she exists as a recognized consciousness in a shared world. This gesture precedes language itself. The act only has meaning when someone else cares. Through play, children learn the meta rules of fair societies, emotional regulation, and reciprocally beneficial interactions. The best player isn't who wins every game, but who gets invited to play the most. Before dismantling social institutions, imperfect as they are, we should recognize they've evolved to solve problems essential for survival. Wisdom lies in balancing conservative preservation with creative innovation. Who could you become if you stopped hiding from your potential? Ancient myths encode humanity's hard-won wisdom about transformation. The Mesopotamian tale of Marduk defeating Tiamat isn't entertainment. It's a template for confronting chaos through attention, language, and courage. This pattern echoes through St. George slaying dragons and modern superheroes battling villains, reflecting our evolutionary discovery that vision and bravery overcome threats, whether predators or inner demons. The meta-hero exists between chaos and order, transforming the unknown into habitable reality. To live meaningfully, aim at something noble, map your path through time, and stay willing to correct course. You'll zigzag forward, turning incrementally toward the highest value you can conceive. With discipline and transformation, you may become the hero of your own story. An 88-year-old man, emotionally stable, devoted to his dementia-stricken wife, once snapped over being served lunch on bread and butter plates for 2 decades. This seemingly trivial outburst reveals a crucial truth. If something happens daily, it matters. Life consists of what repeats. Another woman's marriage crumbled after 30 years, not from dramatic betrayal, but from never confronting her husband about home furnishings that reflected only his preferences. With each silent concession, the next confrontation became both more necessary and less likely. These weren't mere objects, but containers of information about their relationship, each representing an unspoken defeat. The fog represents our refusal to notice and communicate our emotions and motivations. When we're afraid, we avoid knowing what we want because knowing means hoping, and our hopes have been crushed before. We may even test others with sharp remarks when they approach painful truths, simultaneously pushing them away and feeling disappointed when our defenses succeed. This strategy exacts a terrible price: purposelessness, anxiety, and the inability to learn from failure. Without making clear what we want, we cannot hit targets we refuse to see. Become indispensable by doing useful things others neglect. Arrive earlier, leave later, organize chaos, work genuinely rather than performing busyness. Start by solving small problems within reach, then build capacity for larger challenges. Taking on excess responsibility demonstrates value and strengthens your negotiating position. Meaning comes from adopting responsibility. There's a paradoxical relationship between difficulty and worth. We voluntarily accept limitations to create structure, just as games require rules. The Sanskrit dukkha, suffering, relates to a misaligned wheel causing a bumpy ride. People suffer less from active mistakes than from passivity, failing to aim at anything specific. Even self-interest requires considering which self we serve, only this minute's version or our future selves. Maximizing present pleasure at future well-being's expense isn't genuine self-interest. While happiness is desirable, we shouldn't pursue it directly. It's a right-now thing that makes us impulsive. The most reliable positive emotion comes from pursuing valuable goals. When we implement strategies toward meaningful aims and see them working, we experience sustained fulfillment. Life becomes meaningful in proportion to responsibility shouldered. When we aim high enough, like a bricklayer seeing his work as part of a cathedral glorifying the highest good, even mundane tasks partake of the divine. Being forced to participate in activities we find stupid or hateful is profoundly demoralizing because it violates our fundamental values. Shakespeare wrote in Hamlet, "To thine own self be true." Acting against our core beliefs means betraying ourselves and suffering inevitable emptiness. When culture disintegrates by refusing to acknowledge its pathology or lacking visionary heroes, individuals must dive voluntarily into the depths to rediscover eternal principles that renew vision and life. Even if you see yourself as merely a cog in a great enterprise, you must refuse to do what you hate, fortify your position, confront organizational mendacity, and live truthfully. Otherwise, you remain a marionette with strings pulled by demonic forces, and it's your fault. This isn't about hating menial tasks or resenting low-status positions. The true betrayal of conscience is being forced to perform counterproductive work, treat others unjustly, engage in deceit, or silently witness abuse. It's turning a blind eye and betraying your deepest values. The road to personal and social hell is paved with actions that disturb your conscience. Stand your ground, refuse complicity in corruption, and live according to your deepest values, even when the cost seems high. In a world selling productivity in pills and meaning in weekend workshops, we've forgotten the most powerful antidote to despair, shouldering a burden worth carrying. Your potential isn't a destination, it's a direction. Every responsibility accepted, every uncomfortable truth spoken, every moment of genuine attention paid builds the cathedral of your existence, one stone at a time. The suffering won't disappear, but it transforms when placed in service of something larger than your immediate comfort. Stop waiting for life to become easy enough to start living meaningfully. The meaning emerges precisely from choosing what's difficult but worthwhile. Build your cathedral. Shoulder your cross. Become the hero of your own story, not because it will make you happy, but because it will make you whole.